Kraft Hockeyville voting opened this morning, March 29, at 6 a.m. and the city of Enderby is asking the rest of the North Okanagan to get behind their push to secure funds for much-needed arena upgrades. The voting period will close at 2 p.m. Saturday. Until then, people can vote as many times as they want after registering here. The winner of Kraft Hockeyville will receive $250,000 towards arena upgrades, a preseason National Hockey League game, and $10,000 worth of hockey equipment for youth from the NHLPA's Goals and Dreams Fund. If Enderby wins, the prize money will go towards repairing the community's only rink, which abruptly shut down in January due to a refrigeration system failure, cutting the skating and curling seasons short for a number of groups. The closure of the Enderby Arena has been devastating for community members and the broader region. The Enderby Arena is home to minor, adult, and senior hockey, public skating, fitness programs, and many other activities. The Enderby Curling Rink shares the refrigeration plant and has also been shut down, reads a City of Vernon press release provided by the City of Enderby. Vernon urges people to vote during the 32-hour voting period and share the news of the competition, whether with friends, family, or complete strangers. The winner will be announced Saturday at approximately 4:30 p.m. at the first intermission of the CBC-broadcasted NHL game between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Buffalo Sabres. Enderby has events lined up for when the voting closes Saturday. Road hockey will be played and hot dogs served from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. in front of the arena March 30. A watch party will then be held at the arena and curling club lounge starting at 3:30 p.m., prior to the 4 p.m. puck drop between the Leafs and Sabres. Competing against Enderby is Elliot Lake, on Cochrane, Alta, and Wolseley, Sask. The three runners-up will all receive $25,000 for arena upgrades. Read more. Enderby's Kraft Hockeyville momentum catches Vancouver Canucks. Read more. Enderby readies its sticks for Kraft Hockeyville voting.